BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Speaker of Parliament in Ukraine, Volodymyr Rybak, has told a national television channel that discussions between the government and opposition should begin on Monday. Mr. Rybak said representatives of all sides would have an opportunity to express their opinions. On Sunday, protesters occupied the city hall in Kiev in the biggest demonstrations yet against President Viktor Yanukovych. Steve Rosenberg reports.
From across Ukraine, they flooded into Kiev. A 100,000 people ignored a ban on rallies and marched through the city centre. They condemned their government for rejecting closer ties with the EU in favour of Russia. They demanded that President Yanukovych resign. In parts of the city, the protests descended into violence. Protesters stormed the city council building. "Kiev is ours," they chanted. Tonight, the protests are continuing.
Results from a referendum in Croatia show a majority of voters in favour of a ban on gay marriage. With the bulk of the votes counted, just under two-thirds supported the proposal that marriage should be defined strictly as the union of a man and a woman. Here's our Balkans correspondent, Guy Delaunay.
Croatia may have joined the European Union, but its people have taken an early opportunity to reassert traditional Catholic values. It joins neighbours Hungary and Bulgaria in the group of EU member states which define marriage as the union of a woman and man. Non-EU members Serbia and Montenegro do likewise. The Catholic Church had backed a campaign to hold the referendum, as it became clear the government was planning to increase the rights of same-sex couples. Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic called the vote senseless, and the government insists its plans will not be affected.
The leader of Thailand's anti-government protesters, Suthep Thaugsuban, says he's told the Prime Minister, Yingluck Shinawat, to resign. Their meeting, arranged by the army, followed a day of violent protest in the capital, Bangkok, during which thousands of people tried to storm government offices and police headquarters. Jonah Fisher sent this report from a barricade outside the Prime Minister's office.
Tear gas has been used to be fired out of the mirror there, banging coming in here. We have to move a bit further back. But this has been a sight all day, the confrontation between the anti-government demonstrators. You can see some of them throwing things into the police there, and then in return tear gas has been fired back in this direction. So no sign of this coming to any sort of resolution this evening. It looks like these people are going to be here for quite a while, and it will continue to be a flashpoint.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. A Metro North passenger train has derailed in the Bronx borough of New York City. At least four people have been killed and more than 60 injured. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, speaking at the crash site, said 11 people were in a critical state and the train driver was among the injured. Four carriages came off the track on a curve just before Spuyt and Duyvil station and went down a bank, stopping short of where the Harlem and Hudson rivers meet. Several ended up on their side. One eyewitness said the train was travelling much faster than normal. The National Prosecuting Authority in South Africa says it will charge one of Nelson Mandela's grandsons with assault and brandishing a firearm after a car accident. A spokesman for Mandla Mandela said the incident never happened. Milton Nkosi reports.
The South African Sunday Times newspaper reports that Nelson Mandela's grandson is alleged to have drawn a gun on a 44-year-old teacher. Local reports said that Mandla Mandela is due to appear in court on Friday in the Eastern Cape town of Mthatha. Earlier this year, the younger Mandela made headlines when a court ordered him to return the remains of three of Nelson Mandela's children, including that of his own father, to a place he had removed them from 2 years ago.
Chinese state television has shown the launch of the Chang'e 3 rocket carrying the country's first moon rover, called the Yutu or Jade Rabbit. China has become only the third country to launch such a mission after the United States and the former Soviet Union. The Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah has turned on the Christmas lights outside the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem to mark the beginning of the Christmas period. The Church of the Nativity stands on the spot where Christians believe Jesus was born. Bethlehem City Council is beginning festivities earlier this year to encourage more tourists to visit the city during Christmas. BBC News.